Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Big vote coming up among the Democrats in the Assembly. Gordy Hintz, the minority leader, is stepping down, spend more time with his family, and is going to evaluate whether he runs for re-election. I hope he does, up in the Oshkosh area. Gordy was a good minority leader in an impossible situation against a gerrymandered Republican majority. But now the issue is they're going to vote, I think, next week on who is going to succeed him. And I got to say something, and I'm saying it on behalf of Milwaukee, but I'm going to say it on behalf of the Democratic Party, which I can do because I was elected chairman of the party twice. A lot of people may be looking at this thing. It's very, very important not to simply plug in some sort of apparatchik from the identity politics wing of the party who looks on the party as kind of a conglomeration of victim groups. What about a minority leader from Milwaukee? What about a minority leader from Milwaukee? We used to have the speakers over here and the people on the joint finance, the heads of the joint finance. We had, you know, Jerry Kleschka, before he was a congressman, was chairman of the Joint Finance Committee. We had speakers over here, speakers of the House and in Waukesha, at Jack Kimonis in Waukesha, but in Milwaukee, a lot of talent in Milwaukee. And the entire city of Milwaukee, any one of our legislators would be great. I mean, Sylvia Ortiz-Velez is great. There are others. But if you want the suburbs, you want some sort of compromise, fine. Deb Andraca, terrific. Robin Vining. I don't think people should just sit and think, okay, we're going to plug in the usual identity politics crowd and look on this as something like an exercise in victimhood. I'm very tired of that. Very, very tired of that. Very tired of not seeing Milwaukee legislators in leadership positions. And I got news for you. If you take Milwaukee's votes for granted, don't do that. Because over here, we don't want identity politics. We want strong leadership the way we had in the past. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Dick of Madison?
Pretty much the same thing as yesterday with you bringing up Manchin and Sinema. Just follow the money, and then you'll see what it's about. But it's also this with Manchin, I think, and possibly her. They think the Democrats will just vote for him anyway, even if they don't vote for voting rights, because they're just dumb enough not to be following these issues. And they know that that small group of Republicans that hold their nose and vote for him in West Virginia would never do that if he does vote for, the voting rights thing. I think he's banking on the wrong issue personally, but I think he actually thinks he can get enough Republican votes and the Democrats will just, well, that really wasn't a big deal. And we'll just slide on in there. But he also knows that he'll never get Republican crossover votes if he votes for voting rights.
You know, you may be onto something, but let me kind of try to put a different perspective on it. Voting rights polls very well in West Virginia. It really does. I mean, it's like, I'm not just talking about a little bit. I'm talking about two thirds or more. Voting rights polls very well in Arizona. If these people showed leadership and they said, look, we strongly are for the filibuster, but for this one bill, and they dropped it for the Supreme Court, fine. Well, we're dropping it for this one. So folks can vote. Here's what I think. First of all, they get plenty of Democratic votes and they get an enthusiastic base. Secondly, they would get some Republican independent votes, not from the donor class, but from the hills and the hollers. I mean, people who supported it. I think what's going on is financial. I think that Manchin gets a lot of contributions from the oil industry. And the coal industry, and he has a very substantial ownership interest in a coal company. Sinema gets them from pharmaceutical companies. And Sinema, up until a year or two ago, was to the left. I mean, she would have been a member of a progressive caucus in the House. But they don't know how to finance their campaigns without the money. Now, the fact of the matter is, in West Virginia, I mean, Manchin has money of his own, and he has donors. But this is the time for them to step up. And they're not stepping up, Dick. They are not stepping up. And I think it may be less a calculus of what votes they'll get. The Republican Party will go after them, but it polls very well. One problem is they have said so often that they won't break the filibuster even for this one bill, that if they do it now, they'll put in a before after ad on them. You know, they'll show Manchin going, I'll never bust the filibuster, never bust the filibuster. Okay, I vote to bust the filibuster, making him look inconsistent. I would have much preferred if early on, they'd at least been quiet about it and hadn't, you know, so clearly said that they weren't going to do it. But regardless, you know, you mix all that in politics, you can't beat somebody with nobody. Who are they going to put up against Joe Manchin in West Virginia? All right, who are they going to put up? There aren't a lot of people tumbling out of West Virginia that are national darlings in any respect. And in Arizona, who are they going to put up? You know, the usual people down there. I mean, Arizona is a split state. A lot of people from California have emigrated to Arizona, a lot. And they vote Democratic. That's why the Phoenix area is now voting Democratic. Yes, there are fellas out in cactus country with the tight blue jeans and the black cowboy hats and all that and the jade belt buckles or whatever they got. And they're going to go, well, no, I'm a Republican. Okay, I don't care if you're Republican or not. But the truth is that voting rights, for one thing, she'll have a heck of a lot more Navajo Indians voting than she would otherwise. Right now, they're taking away drop boxes. And the reservations don't have post offices on them, some of them. And it's 40 miles to the nearest post office. And what folks would do is somebody's kid had come driving around and say, all right, anybody have any mail for me to take into town once a week? Okay. And here's your absentee ballot. In Arizona, they're now saying that's ballot harvesting. So, you know, you're an 84-year-old Navajo Indian woman in Arizona on the reservation. You have no car. And the post office is 40 miles away and nobody else can take it for you. What do you think is going to happen? You think she's going to vote? She can't vote. If Sinema showed the slightest bit of interest in any of this, I think she'd get a lot of votes. And I think that they'll lose their re-elections simply because they did this thinking they'd win their re-elections. Couple of great appointments, great news. Joe Biden has just nominated Carolyn Kennedy. Carolyn Kennedy, JFK's daughter, terrific person. I've met her at the Milwaukee Library in a book signing. She wrote a book and I got it and chatted a little bit. Terrific person. She was the ambassador to Japan under Barack Obama. And now in Australia, she knows the idea of the alliance in Asia to contain China. She was in Japan for several years. Now she'll be in Australia. And a seasoned hand and somebody who really knows her stuff. But at the same time, somebody with a great deal of prestige. And that helps to sort of bolster that area of the world. We want our alliances, Japan, Philippines, Vietnam, Australia, South Korea. Very important. And this is kind of a very neat, very, very neat development. Very neat development. And the Senate yesterday confirmed or recommended Tom Barrett as ambassador to Luxembourg. So now the full Senate will vote on it. He will likely get it if Ted Cruz will lift his hold on ambassadors because he's trying to hurt the Biden administration. So a couple of appointments and confirmations, good news. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.